Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, and it's the home of the Golf Club, and it's going to be a mostly sunny day, breezy, windward, and mocha showers possible, isolated, as they say. The high today is 79 to 84, depending on where you are. The windward side's been so hot this winter. Winter, huh? Trades 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Windward and mocha, some isolated showers. Lows 68 to 73, sweater weather. And the trade winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. It's a beautiful day to play a round of golf. And I've got some great guests on the show. Steve Greiner, PGA's joining us, that is, founder of Links to Freedom, John Peter Hagen, tale of the sale of the St. Andrews Starters Box. He ran into some very important people. Jonathan Wall, managing editor, Equipment, Golf Digest magazine. Sid Okino, head professional at Pearl at Kalaeoa, and that's the new, you know, used to call it the Pearl Country Club. Well, they've opened up, and it's the Pearl at Kalaeoa. Ed Kageyama, PGA as the general manager there. He'll be with us as well. And Mark Rolfing is going to kick off the show. But first, let me give you some tee times. If you'd like to play a round of golf, Volcano Golf Club, where it's 59 degrees, there's an 8:30, a 9:24, and a 10:48. Macaulay has an 8:52, a 9:18. And the Golf Addicts are on the golf course. And so may you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Poipu, we have an 8:50, a 10:40, and a 12:20. The Swifty fans are heading out on the golf course. May you all hit the sweet spot. And that goes for that movie star who's taking a break today and getting on the golf course. Kauai Lagoons has a 10:40 if you'd like to get out on the course there too. Oahu Country Club, well, we're not going to go there. But on Oahu, Hawaii Kai has an 8:52, a 9:56, a 10:36. Turtle Bay, 8:30, 9:10, 11:08. Raha Wine Country Club has an 8:40, a 9:30, an 11:24. And by the way, that's like you're in the desert and then you're going into Jurassic Park. It's a very cool course. And the early birds know all about it. They're on the golf course. Not quite yet. Maybe when it gets brighter. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:56, 10:10. If you'd like to play at Wailea Gold, there's a 10:40, 10:50, 11:50. The Emerald Course has an 11:20, 11:50, and a 1:10. Girls Golf Best, they're on the golf course today. And on the blue course, 9:50, 10:30, 11:20. Hold it now. Yes, I'm going to say it too. There is a 9:32 and a 9:20 and a 9:50 Maui Nui Golf Course. So Girls Golf Best and the Hard Luck Harry, he's going out. Jody Miller is heading out on the golf course. And Jerry Toyama, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And Mark Rolfing is in the house with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club, brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions just like the pros get to improve your flexibility and swing. At Kahala Mall, Kailua, Ward Village, and Waikele. It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end sale. All riding mowers are on sale and mower accessories galore. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work faster and smarter. Get yours today at Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. The Sentry kicks off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, health, and friendship, go golf. And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025 at Waialae, January 8th through the 12th. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
All right. First off, Mark Rolfing is trying to get in and be on the show with us, as I promised he would be, so we can talk about last year of golf and what he's expecting in 2025. Can you believe we're coming up to 2025? I've been trying to call in, and there is no answer on our line. So for some reason, we're not getting our phone situation. We're going to get the engineer. So in the meantime, while I am, trying to figure out why we can't talk to Mark Rolfing, I thought I would just share with you some of the things that are happening. It's the holidays, and there are Christmas parades everywhere. It's so exciting. Today, between 8:45 and 11:30, now this is very important because you know I do traffic. And so the Waimanalo Christmas Parade is from 8:45 in the morning until 11:30. And the roads will be closed. Kumuhau to Kumunuiki to Kalanianaole to Waimanalo Beach Park. That's the route, the Waimanalo Christmas Parade. And approximately 11:30, everything will be back to normal. The West Side Christmas Parade, the Waianae Small Boat Harbor is where it's all going to start. And it's today again, 8:45 until noon. And they're going to go from the Waianae Small Boat Harbor to Farrington to the Waianae Mall. That's going to be a lot of fun. So be prepared for some odd traffic patterns. And Moana Lua, the Christmas parade, their parade starts at 7:00 in the evening and goes until 8:30 in the evening and goes from Moana Lua High School to Ala Ilima to Likini to Alanapunani and then back to Moana Lua High School. So it is so exciting to see how many people are so involved in, you know, just being a part of Christmas parade, the marchers, the bands, the people who make the floats, all of that. It's so much fun, and the kids just absolutely love it. And there's grins all across the faces of so many people. It's really, really wonderful that we get into this spirit on a regular basis every Christmas. We just go, and I was watching the trolley cars last night. They're all decked out with their lights, and they're driving down Baritania, and they're looking at all the streetlights, and there's oohs and ahs going on. It's fabulous. So please enjoy the... And please drive with caution and not too fast, because there are people not, you know, necessarily going as fast as you'd like them. Just we got to chill just a bit because there's so many people on the road. So we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to find out if we can get Mark Rolfing in with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, we've got riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators on sale waiting here for you. And don't forget the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property with the best tools around. Live on a neighbor island? No worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Tell them Danielle sent ya.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Where the best start their year, the Sentry is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free, and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century, January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It's not fair because that's what we all want to do, but it's not necessarily what we can do. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf Commentator and Analyst, Kapalua Golf Marketing Director, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, member of DePaul University Hall of Fame. You can find him golfhawaii.com. Mark Rolfing, how do you have time to do all of this?
Well, I don't do quite as much as I did back when that resume started, Danielle, but obviously, I get confused because here I am 10 minutes late.
No, that wasn't you. That was our equipment. And I apologize. Oh. You know, it's kind of like me not being able to use my golf equipment the way I should be able to. What is up with that? You know, keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Yeah, and?
Isn't that true? Well, better late than never, that's what I say. So here I am.
I love it. I love hearing your voice. Now, in the last break, we had the Century. And this year, January 2nd to the 5th. That is really exciting for people to come to Hawaii, you know, celebrate the brand new year and then see a tremendous golf tournament.
Yeah, more and more, Century is becoming kind of a yearly trek for a lot of people coming from the mainland. We have, I would say, maybe as many as 50 or close to 100 volunteers that come specifically that time of year just for volunteering for the Century. And, you know, for the people that are coming to watch, the thing you got to remember about Century is it is probably the easiest golf tournament on the PGA Tour to get up close and personal with the player. The crowds aren't huge. The viewing areas are great. There's places where you can go and be right there with them. And the other thing is the players are all in a good mood. How can you not be in a good mood being on Maui? And so they're signing autographs, and they're getting ready to start off a new year. So it's just a really good viewing experience. I think the best on the PGA Tour.
I think you're right, because the field is smaller, so to speak, right? I mean, how many players are there?
You know, we're going to have somewhere in the range of 60. So, yeah, it's a smaller field. It's bigger than it used to be. If you remember back in the day, and I was always complaining about winners only and the field was too small. I still like certain aspects of having winners only, but when you got a guy like Scottie Scheffler who wins 9 times, what are you going to do? So it's been increased to include the top 50 in the world now, and I think that's good. So the field is a little bigger this year, and there are some great young players coming.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, yes, of course you're right. Before we get into some of those, I just wanted to jump to the Grant Thornton Invitational, and I want to do that because Hawaii's Allison Korpuz and Sahith Theegala are at 11 under par the last time I was able to check a leaderboard. They were tied for fourth. And that is so cool to see Allison Korpuz in this field with Sahith Theegala and watching her play. And it's just great.
Yeah, they have quite a relationship, the two of them. I mean, Sahith, in a lot of ways, is almost like a local guy. And in fact, he could have won Century last year. People forget how close he came really to winning that tournament. But it's just so great seeing Allison and watching how she has developed. Of course, she came up through the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and, you know, Mary B. did a lot in terms of mentoring her. And I just think she is a wonderful young star for Hawaii to kind of ride into the future. We've had 6 national champions that have come out of that junior golf organization. A tiny little junior golf organization in the middle of the ocean has come up with 6 USGA national champions, which is remarkable. And of course, Alison Porcavus won the U.S. Open.
Exactly, exactly. And then at the top of the leaderboard at the Grant Thornton Invitational, Patty Tavatanikat and Jack Knapp. Now, Jack Knapp is one of those young guys, right? The up-and-comers?
Yeah, he is one of those up-and-comers. He's a guy, Danielle, that runs hot and cold. He can play really, really well in stretches, shoot some really low scores, and then all of a sudden he just disappears, which he's done a couple of times this year. But he's a good young talent, and there are a lot of Knapps running around that we're going to see a whole lot of this coming year.
That's great. And they had 12 birdies and one eagle. That's a tough one to beat.
Yeah, that's the kind of golf I like. And I love the format. I watch it, you know, the last couple of days. There's not a whole lot of pressure on them. But it's good. And I love seeing the men and the women together.
Yeah.
See, we should do more and more of that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I haven't even gotten to all the ladies who are, you know, going to be retiring, but because I want to go into something. When you talk about Scottie Scheffler and having won 9 times, Tiger Woods, when he was at his top, and Scottie Scheffler, you know, if you put them up against each other right now, but both, you know, Tiger playing at the top of his form, let's say 2000, and Scottie Scheffler, who do you think would come out on top?
Well, look, Scottie Scheffler had a fabulous year. There's no doubt about it. He's had a fabulous couple of years. But I still don't think he has reached the level that I saw from Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, at the time, back in the early 2000s, played the greatest golf that I had ever seen, including Jack Nicklaus. And if you take a look at the five best statistical seasons ever on the PGA Tour, Tiger's got 4 of them. And his win percentage in a couple of those was getting close to 50%. He was winning. You know, Scheffler is still not there. Now, will he get there? Who knows? He could well.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, he hasn't caught Tiger yet.
Yeah, and you know what else about Tiger Woods that I don't think we talk enough about? Tiger Woods made golf cool. Tiger Woods elevated the PGA Tour to must-see sporting event. I mean, he broke through to the top for the game of golf.
I think that's one of the reasons why he was so popular, Danielle, is not just how well he played, but the way he played the game. He plays it completely different than Scottie Scheffler does. Scottie Scheffler is a calculated, methodical, play-by-the-numbers kind of a guy who doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Tiger, on the other hand, made plenty of mistakes. He was not a great driver of the golf ball. He was not nearly as good a driver as Scottie Scheffler is, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But people just loved the type of recovery shots
Yes. That
Tiger hit and Yes. Getting out of positions that, you know, nobody could get out of. you know, and so I think probably in a lot of ways Tiger was as popular as he was and became what you're talking about, a player that changed the game more because of the way he played.
Yep. Yep, yep. And it was dynamic and it was exciting and he showed his emotions and, you know, you were like on his train and you and nobody could catch him because he was just there. And like you said, it wasn't because he didn't make mistakes. And that was exciting to see him recover from the mistakes, maybe even more so than anything else. Some of the ladies who are retiring, and I was surprised because, you know, we heard that Lexi Thompson retiring after 12 years, but then, you know, there's Allie Ewing, she's retiring, and Brittany Lincecome, you know, she's retiring. I think there's one other who's retiring. Is what's it like? I mean, you played on tour for a couple of years. What's it like to be on the LPGA or the PGA Tour, or doesn't matter what tour?
Well, yeah, look, I didn't retire. I quit. I mean, I hate saying that, but after 3 years, I realized that I just wasn't good enough. Now, there are players, you know, on the LPGA this year that are in the same boat, you know, that either lost their privileges, that are young players. But if you take a look at the difference between the two tours, and you take a look at a player like Brittany Lincecum that you're referring to, she basically is retiring because of her family lifestyle. She's got two kids now, and she is a mom.
Yes.
And, you know, that being a mom, I got to tell you, is completely different than being a dad. it's completely different than being a dad. The responsibilities as a mother, you know, are, to me, so much more intense.
Yep.
And if you take a look at John Rahm's got three kids. Yet he is still traveling all over the world and still going and playing all these live tournaments and doing this and that. And you can do that as a male, but it's really, really difficult as a female.
Very, very nicely put. Thank you. You know, I always thought it was the travel. You know, it's hard. You're never home. Yeah, exactly. It's the travel. It's hard. And you're never home. And you're a mom. You got to be with the kids. And, you know, girls need their moms. So do boys. What am I saying here? Nelly Korda, Player of the Year. What blows my mind is she's going to be in the swimsuit issue. It's like, what? Dude, you know, we don't, guys don't go in the swimsuit issue. And that kind of bugs me that I just, you know, it's like Nelly Korda didn't get the support or something. She had such a tremendous year. And it just didn't catch on as much as I thought it should have. Ooh, your thoughts?
Yeah, I wonder about the traction on the LPGA and why we aren't seeing more traction. You know, I'm a little worried about the kind of revolving door of the LPGA leadership.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while since we've had a commissioner of the LPGA that we've been able to settle on and get in a groove. And if you look at the men's game and you look at the three commissioners sort of my lifetime in the game, and there's only three. I mean, the LPGA's probably had more than a dozen during that time. But if you look at Dean Beaman and Tim Fincham, and then Jay Monahan and the way that they led their organizations and, you know, the kind of role that they played, I think that's missing in the LPGA. And I really think this next decision, whoever this new commissioner becomes, I mean, frankly, I think they ought to consider a player. I think a Stacey Lewis kind of player might be a really good decision for a commissioner. I'll tell you who could be the commissioner is Brittany Lincecum. Now, she can't because she's a mom. She's got the kind of responsibilities, but she's a really good thinker and dynamic. But I really think there is a void that needs to be filled there with the LPGA, and they have got to find themselves a crackerjack commissioner. That's key for them right now.
That is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they had a really good one, and he went to the USGA, and I totally understand choices are made, and you know, that made him happy, and you got to do that. But he was a good guy. And I just want to clarify something. You know, if a woman wants to be on the swimsuit issue on Sports Illustrated, you go, girl. You know, that's our choice. And I think it's terrific. It's a great thing. It's an honor. However, I wish they'd put her in her whatever fabulous outfit she's wearing that day on the cover of Sports Illustrated and just Player of the Year. That's it. Oh, my goodness. I want to ask you to be back on the show because we, you know, I have people waiting.
That's quite all right. Let me defer. I'm sure you got some great guests and we'll do it again. And I'll give you a preview because I think we're going to see a different century this year. And let's plan on talking before the tournament actually starts. And I'll give you kind of a bird's eye view of what I'm seeing up there right now.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Mark Rolfing, thank you. And aloha. We're coming back with two terrific people who are going to tell us about, Remember the Pearl Country Club? Well, it's open again, but it's not the Pearl Country Club anymore. It's the Pearl at Kalaauau. And that's Sid Okino, the head professional, and Ed Kageyama, PGA general manager, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Oh, you know what? And we've got every size you can imagine, and it's a great gift. I mean, it's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to super-sized landscaper, whatever they need, you can give it to them. We've got riding mowers and chainsaws and blowers and generators, and they're all on sale because it's the year-end clearance sale at Aloha Power Equipment. They're just waiting for you to come in and say, you know what? Send that huge supersized landscaper to my buddy over there on Kauai. And don't forget the accessories. So we make your yard work much easier because you mow it, you blow it, you bag it, you're done, and your back isn't killing you. Protect your property with the best tools around. Live on a neighbor island? Yeah, no worries. We ship off island. Like I said, we'll ship it to you. Aloha Power Equipment, and tell them Danielle sent you.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Ah, you've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching, fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the Golf Club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
I just love this. Welcome to Pearl at Kalaauau, nestled within the Kalaauau Ahupua'a. Pearl at Kalaauau is a club deeply rooted in the mo'olelo, the stories, the wahipana, the storied places, and the traditional names of the aina, while honoring its history as Pearl Country Club. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ed Kageyama, PGA, the general manager, Sid Okino, head professional at Pearl at Kalaauau. Hey, Ed.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. And Sid, hey.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. How exciting, these renovations. Tell, who wants to go first talking about what was done at the Pearl at Kalaau'au?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So the it's about everything was touched out here. So from the clubhouse standpoint, we gutted the clubhouse and redid all the interiors, brand new kitchen, new equipment, new furniture, extended, made some dining areas bigger to accommodate more people. And then on the golf course was brand new state-of-the-art irrigation system. Can measure all the atmospheric data to help self-manage on how much water goes out and helps us kind of conserve our water.
Wow.
But also, we built all the greens, all new green complexes, drainage installed, new bunkering, and altered some tee boxes. And for some who may like it, added some forward tees. We recognized that some of the tees weren't forward enough in relationship to some other tees, and so we added some forward tees just to better the enjoyment for everybody.
Like me. I can't get that far.
Me too.
So, now this all, what brought on the changes?
So, the property, the land has been owned by Kamehameha Schools for a very long time,
right.
And it had been out on a lease for 55 years. And the last lessee was, Mr. Honda, Honda Motor,
mm-hmm.
And he had it for the last 45 years.
Wow.
And his family. And the lease ended in October of 2020. And so the property reverted back to Kamehameha Schools, and we were consulting for them at the time, and, we came up with the idea that, we'll manage it for them, and we'll spearhead a lot of the renovation project and then manage going forward. So, the Troon team was great. Everything, put together a really good plan. And, so it's really excited to see all that time and energy of planning and paper, really come to fruition and in reality right now.
Yeah, okay. And this is also from the statement earlier that I read that's on the website. With recent renovations, we've elevated the course and facilities to honor its past while embracing a bright future as stewards of this aina. We are committed to supporting Native Hawaiian learners, fostering community, and offering a truly unique golf experience for all. And so it's a public golf course, yeah?
Yes, open to the public. Correct.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the Pearl at Kalaau'au, are you going to continue having? Everybody used to go up there for golf tournaments. I mean, there was always, I'm sorry, you can't play today because we're booked with golf tournaments. So, are you helping people get back into the tournaments?
Yes, we actually are pretty booked with tournaments. I would say probably starting in April almost till November, we pretty much have at least one tournament booked in the week.
Wow.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
We went off with obviously going to all the ones that we had for many years, reaching out, and then a lot of people ended up just newcomers wanting to have tournaments at Pearl, which is understandable. I mean, everyone's really excited to come back.
Yes, I mean, I want to be there. Just I want to see it. What kind of grass did they put in, Sid?
So the greens, it's correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but it's the platinum. It's this paspalum type. It's called platinum TE. Is that what it is, Ed?
Correct. Yeah.
Cool.
And it's a new strain of paspalum that's has a smaller blade, thinner blade. So. A much better putting surface.
Yeah. And it probably doesn't need as much water. That's what they're doing now, making, plants that don't need water on golf courses.
Yeah, it's better for sort of, it's less chemicals needed to maintain it. Yeah, I mean, we can kill weeds with just salt, regular salt, so we don't need to apply as much chemicals down. It is, yeah, it's better for our locale where we are here in Hawaii. And it, you know, it kind of you see it at other golf courses that it loves Hawaii.
Yeah, I can't wait. I got to come up. Can we come up for lunch?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely would love to host you here.
Okay. And can people, like, let's say you want to see the property, but you're not really a great golfer and you would just rather sit and enjoy. Is that sort of thing available to people who want to come and dine?
Oh, most definitely. So we expanded our restaurant to, we actually built a really nice bar out there. So you can hydrate yourself there. It's really nice. And then we extended our lanai. 12 feet. And so we have all this outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
You can, you know, some couches, tables with umbrellas, and, you know, so you can just enjoy the view and just relax. It's a really nice, setting.
I bet. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Because, you know, it's hard to get out in the country in the city. And that's the perfect time to relax. Look at the green. That's healing for the whole for the body. You know, to the green, it makes us feel comfortable, and to kick back with a couple of friends, hydrating oneself, you know, and making sure the person who's driving isn't hydrating. Who thinks
correct.
He shouldn't be hydrating. But I love this. Now, Sid Okino, head professional, this is awesome. What are the things that you love to do now?
I mean, it was just such a cool experience, Danielle, to just see the whole process from beginning to end, just when they started breaking down everything, seeing how everything got built up, and now to see it open to the public, and getting just the feedback from everybody. It's been very, I don't even know what the word is, but it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Just to see how everything's coming to life now.
Yeah. And yes. And are you teaching?
I'm not currently, just because of everything that's been going on, the reopening. I was planning to probably start that up again next year, early next year, but currently, no.
Are we talking about, like, 2025?
Yes.
Okay.
So pretty soon.
Yeah, because when you said next year, it's like, it's almost the end of this one.
Which is insane.
It is, isn't it? It feels, well, good, because, you know, we all need lessons. And how do you like to start your lessons? Do you like to, you know, what are the clubs you go to first?
I always like to just start people off with their wedges, you know, and just almost doing half swings and then building up to the full swing from there, especially if they're not, they don't know golf at all. But it's kind of just going with the basic mechanics, even starting with just something simple as your stance, your grip, your posture. But it just depends on who it is and what their level of experience with golf is.
Sure. Of course. Yes. And you know, when you said something as basic as the grip, yeah, the grip can be the most confusing thing ever.
Right. Exactly. You're not wrong.
So, am I holding this right?
So it is pretty funny to see people who just start, and then you just assume that they're supposed to grip it the right way, and then they grip him like, whoa, I've never seen that before.
What do you call that grip? I'm not laughing at anybody. I'm laughing at myself. You know, that's, I have been in too many times when I've realized that somebody showed me how to grip a club, and then I get the club and I haven't been doing anything for months. And it's not something that becomes part of your nature until you've been playing golf for a while. So if you
exactly.
forget your grip, don't worry. Just say, you know, I can't remember how I'm supposed to hold this and actually make contact with the club. You guys, we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, so I'm like 10 minutes behind schedule. I really want to have you back on, maybe individually or as a team. You guys work really good together, and I can't wait to come up and see everything that's been done. And I love how you said at Pearl, because Kalau'au is probably a word that not everybody will, you know, pick up right away, but after a while we'll be able to say Kalau'au without a problem, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And it means land division, you know, the Ahupua'a's land division. I'm not sure what Kalaau'au means. Does it have, it must have a meaning. It's part of the land division, that Ahupua'a. That's the section of it. Okay, I understand.
Kalaau'au means multitude of clouds.
Oh, there it is. Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. All right. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome anytime out here. Yeah.
Right on. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Jonathan Wall, Golf Digest Managing Equipment Editor, and he can tell us how to grip a club. We'll be back with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
Where the best start their year, the Century is back on Maui. The PGA Tour's opening drive kicks off the year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Come watch the 2024 FedEx Cup champion Scottie Scheffler compete alongside the PGA Tour's top players like Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa. Keiki are admitted free and Hawaii residents have access to the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century, January 2nd through 5th. Tickets available at thecentury.com.
It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, we've got riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators on sale waiting here for you. And don't forget the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property with the best tools around. Live on a neighbor island? No worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Tell them Danielle sent you.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Jonathan Wall, Golf Digest Managing Equipment Editor. His column is Wall to Wall, and he was with golf.com, but check this out. This is what he wrote. Generally, I prefer to keep my social feeds for gear news, but I wanted to announce I'm departing golf.com after 6 years. I'll miss the weekly pod and crew who help keep me sane during club test. Extremely proud of the content we produced along the way. Excited to announce I'm returning to where I started my career, Golf Digest. I'll be working alongside E. Mike Johnson and Mike Statura, which is a dream scenario for someone who grew up at Golf Digest watching the duo create the Hot List. Hey, Jonathan Wall, welcome into the clubhouse.
You know I don't like talking about myself, Danielle.
I don't want to go any further than that. I just wanted everybody to know. Now,
Yes, I made the move back and excited to be here. And again, excited to be back where I started my career out of school. So it's been a lot of fun to reconnect with everybody. And a lot of the same people that I worked with when I was 22 years old. It's kind of crazy that they're still there, but it's usually the way that it is at Golf Digest. everybody's a lifer except for me, I guess. I was the only one who decided to, crazy enough to leave.
You just wanted to go, you know, check out the grass on the other side of the fence and see what was going on there. And you're coming back with an incredible amount of knowledge. And Mike Johnson and Mike Statura are such cool people. I can totally understand. Now, you got to tell us who Uncle Gene is. Let's talk about Uncle Gene.
Yes. You and I have talked before about the robotic testing that I started doing a little over 4 years ago. And Gene Parenti, Uncle Gene, as I like to call him, because he reminds me of a crazy uncle. but Gene is the creator of the Golf Laboratory Swing Robot. It's the robot that's used by all the major manufacturers, with the exception of Ping. They use it for all of their testing when they're creating new golf clubs. And then also the USGA and the RNA, both of the governing bodies for golf, use his robot to test product when they're trying to determine if something is conforming or non-conforming. So, yes, it's a lot of fun to have Uncle Gene along for the ride. He and I are in the throes of robotic testing right now, and we have a lot of really cool stuff coming for Golf Digest in the new year.
Yeah, I got this too. You know, obviously, I've been reading, reading up on you. Excited to announce Golf Digest Golf IQ Gear Pod, and it's officially a go. It'll be 3 times weekly, a podcast from Golf Digest. Uncle Gene will be with you in this one, right?
He is, and we've. It's funny how I'm never quite sure what content resonates with people, and probably I would say right into the first year when I was at golf.com, I thought it'd be fun to start a podcast and interview golf luminaries in the space. And the podcast grew from just me talking to folks in the industry, and it expanded to 2 people, myself and a former colleague of mine, Tim Briand, and expanded to 3 people and even up to 4. And it was so much fun just getting to talk about equipment from different backgrounds. Gene, obviously, from the robotic side, he has an extensive background in the industry. And then we had a fitter on the podcast, and then myself coming more from the tour angle, having spent a lot of time out on the PGA Tour, working for the PGA Tour and covering equipment from that angle. So it's been a lot of fun. And we found that there was an audience for it. So one of the first things that people were asking us when Gene and I moved to Golf Digest was, are you going to have podcasts? We love listening to Uncle Gene's stories and the, you know, the insights that you provide. So yes, we're now part of Golf IQ. Our podcast runs every week on Wednesdays, and then on Mondays and Fridays, Luke Cardenine, who I actually worked with at golf.com, and he worked at golf.com with me, went back to Golf Digest. I did the same. And so he and I are sharing the feed for now. He's coming at it more from an instruction standpoint, and I'm doing it from a gear standpoint with Uncle Gene. But it's been a lot of fun to fire the podcast back up. We're, I guess, about a month and a half into doing episodes. So if people remember Fully Equipped, now we're on Golf IQ, so they can listen to us there.
Fantastic. Okay, now there's a sentence that you're going to have to you're going to have to translate for me, because I don't understand. Okay, first pod, including Gene, RNA meeting, 2025 gear, and analyze, this is where I get really confused, Titleist TSI, the TSR, the GT drivers using robotic data. Okay, so what's TSI, TSR, and GT?
I don't expect you to know these things, Danielle, because I feel like my gear nerdiness comes out in a lot of my posts on social media. But those are 3 drivers, the 3 most recent drivers that Titleist has released.
Okay.
TSI, and then came TSR, and then the most current driver that they've released is called GT. Which stands for generational technology. And one of the neat things that we've been able to start doing is I feel like it's probably going to be the one piece of data that really resonates with golfers is we're constantly asked, I have a driver that's 5 years old. Why should I buy the new one? Was it worth it? You know, because drivers these days are so darn expensive.
How much?
They start at about $600. And then once you throw in a fitting and you know, maybe even an aftermarket shaft. You're looking at almost probably an $800 or $900 driver, and that's one club in the bag. So it is really expensive. It's very important to get fit. I've always, you know, preached the importance of getting fit for a club if you're going to spend that kind of money. But one of the things that we're now doing is we're going back into our robotic testing database, and we're connecting the dots on a lot of these old products. So we can tell people, honestly, I believe that, you know, while the manufacturers will tell you that their drivers, you know, the new one is the best, I would contend that it is good in some areas, but maybe not as great in others. And that's what we've found by doing these new deep dives into these products is, for example, Titleist TSI, which is, you know, basically a six-year-old product. It's actually still the fastest driver that Titleist has released when we were looking back that far. And it's simply because the goal with that driver was to make it really fast. Titleist drivers have always been very consistent, a little bit more on the higher spin side, but they weren't known as a long driver. And so Titleist changed the face material on the driver. It's very fast. And then you started to see, as we've looked at it, you know, Titleist went from kind of pulling. I think we've maybe talked about this before, but I view equipment design like levers. So if you pull really hard on one lever, you have to release on another. You can't pull hard on all the levers at one time. You have to make some sacrifices. And so with TSR, the driver was a lot more consistent, meaning if you were inconsistent with where you hit it on the face, you wouldn't be penalized as much as you would be with, say, TSI. And then they've made that a little bit more consistent with the current one, but they've actually kind of increased the speed and lowered the spin. So again, it just depends on what you're looking for as a golfer, and it's our job presenting the data to let you know what's going on with these clubs. And then from that point, you can make your own decision, because we don't want to ever tell you that one driver is better than another. We're simply just letting you know what the drivers do well, and then letting the golfer make the decision from there on what they want to test.
That's so cool. And that's so this is your podcast, and it's called Golf IQ.
Yes, it's called Golf IQ. It's a very clunky name for right now. It's called the Golf IQ Equipment Podcast. But we tend to talk about, you know, topics in the industry and new products, but I think people are really going to be excited come January when all the new products are released. We're going to start doing some really deep dives into the new products based on brand, looking at the best drivers for a high toe miss. We're adding new speed. So typically we've only done 95 miles an hour. That means that the robot is swinging the golf club at 95 miles an hour. We're going to increase the speed this year and go to 105. And one of the things that I actually can tell you, I think you're maybe the first person I've told about this. I've tried to keep this quiet, but we're going to be introducing a path test, which is going to probably be something that a lot of golfers are really going to be interested in, because we've only allowed the robot to swing the golf club straight back and straight through, and not all golfers do that. We're not robots. And so a lot of golfers will drag the club inside and bring it on an inside-to-out path, meaning as the club is hitting the ball at impact, it's going kind of the opposite direction of where it was on the way back. It's going inside path on the way back and outside on the way through at impact. And then some other golfers do it the opposite way. They bring the golf club outside to in, which tends to be more of a path for kind of mid to high handicappers. So we're going to be testing the drivers with these different paths and starting to make the driver swing like a human. So we're going to really, again, try and humanize the robot and provide some meaningful insights beyond just, you know, what it does on a back and through path. We're gonna change the attack angle. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah.
Nobody in the industry is doing this, and we're trying to kind of basically have a paradigm shift here in how people consume their testing content. We're just trying to give them some important data points that they haven't had in the past.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, yeah, we're not robots, and I don't know anybody who goes straight back and straight forward. Boy, that would be consistent if you could do it every time, but you know.
It's only Fred Funk that I believe that can do that.
Fred Funk. Where do we find this podcast? What's the best way to find you?
If you just go to wherever you consume your podcast content and you type in Golf IQ, the letter I and the letter Q, and it'll pop up. And again, we're once a week, every Wednesday, and it's typically about 45 minutes to an hour. But I would imagine that as we start doing these deep dives into products with robotic testing, there'll probably be more more like an hour, but they should, again, they're going to be informative. We're going to be taking a lot of this content and bringing it online to do video. And so people are going to be able to watch it there as well. So it's not, if you're, you know, visual or, you know, audio, whatever one you like, you're going to be able to get this content on both platforms.
That's fantastic. Now, I've been asking the big question. I suppose a lot of people have been asking this question. Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler, Tiger Woods 2000, Scottie Scheffler 2024. And you wrote, they're scoring equal, but what about the impact on the game? That's what I wrote, actually.
Sure.
But you, Uncle Gene, and you took it to the core. Talk about what he came up with.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some really important points that tend to get lost in this. And it's, you know, if you look at arguably two of the greatest seasons. Tiger's 2000, I believe, is the greatest season of all time. It'll never be replicated. But Scottie comes pretty close because he won 9 times, and one of those 9 wins was a gold medal, which Tiger does not have. Golf wasn't in the Olympics at that time. I would imagine if golf was in the Olympics, Tiger would have won a gold medal. But it's the closest thing that we've seen to Tiger's 2000 season. And I think as sports fans, it's natural to want to compare. We do it in life and more than just sports. But you look at these seasons and you say, okay, well, which one is really the best? And we just started to look at it. And, you know, it's like, well, I believe a gold medal is probably the closest thing as you're going to get to another major championship. So really, Scottie might have, and you could say, let's call it 2 majors, because he did win the green jacket at the Masters.
That's right.
Tiger won 3. And so we go back and forth. And, you know, one of the things that I pointed out was, that I don't think a lot of people consider is Tiger made a golf ball change that year, Danielle. And it wasn't just changing from one version of a Titleist golf ball to another. He changed the entire construction of his golf ball at the time. In 2000, he was using a liquid filled. I mean, literally, if you were to cut it open, the inner core of that golf ball had liquid inside of it, and it was wound. It looked like just a whole bunch of rubber bands around this core. And it was called a Titleist Professional, and that was the golf ball he played. And then he switched that same year, mid-season, which is just shocking to me because Tiger rarely makes big changes like that. He switched to a solid construction 3-piece golf ball. It's, you know, kind of pretty similar to the golf balls that we all use nowadays, made by Nike, called the Tour Accuracy. And he not only won with this golf ball, he won in his second event by 5 shots. The following week, he wins by 15 at the U.S. Open. He won 6 times in 8 weeks after the golf ball change, which is shocking because you would think that most golfers would
never
need
do
an acclimation period.
Yeah.
Do a golf ball. Yeah, yeah. So I think it really just further, in my opinion, it galvanizes the take that Tiger's season is the greatest of all time. And then look, Scottie's dealt with the diluted fields, which is what Gene said. And, you know, he can't do anything about all the guys that, you know, defecting to live, but the fields aren't as good. But I still don't think that you can take anything away from 9 wins. And he's won the Player of the Year award now 3 straight years. And the person who's ever done that is Tiger Woods. So I think he's the closest person to Tiger that we've seen in a very long time.
Absolutely. I could, but something else that you mentioned in your writing, I think it was, I've been going all over everything. Tiger did it in the majors. And, you know, so much pressure and court setup, it's harder in majors, don't you think?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I do. And, you know, and people will say that the game has changed a lot since Tiger was around. I think he played against some of the greatest players of all time. You know, if you look at Ernie Els and Vijay Singh, he and Vijay went head-to-head for a lot of years. And, you know, David Duval had a little bit of a stretch there where he and Tiger were going at it. And you had Phil Mickelson. You know, these are some of the greatest players ever. And nothing, you know, you can't take anything away from Scottie again.
Nope.
But it's so difficult to win when you're in fields with those guys week in, week out. And, you know, the quality of players nowadays, I believe, it's probably about as good as it's ever been. But it's just across the board from top to bottom. And I don't think Tiger had that, but he had so many heavy hitters that he was going against in the major championships. And to be able to not just beat them, but to throttle the field. I mean, again, he won by 15 at at Pebble Beach that year. Nobody will ever win by that many strokes ever. And yeah. I would be willing to put my life savings on that. He also won by 8 at the Open Championship that year. He wasn't just winning, he was dominating. And that level of domination, I don't think we're ever going to see again.
Gosh, it's good talking with you. It's been too long, you know? Okay, so
it has been.
Yeah, I'm going to have you back on again, you know, like in 2025, okay?
I'm whatever you need me on. The only thing, like I always tell you, I've got sports games on the weekends, but I always make time for you.
You're wonderful. Jonathan Wall, Golf Digest. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel. Happy holidays.
You too. Aloha. All right, coming back, John Peter Hagen is with us next. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? Come
on. I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. You know, it's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, you know, the very, very big ones. You've got friends who have big properties, and they've got to get the best. And this is the year-end clearance sale. Well, we've got riding mowers and chainsaws, too, and blowers and generators on sale, waiting for you to come on in and take one home. Or let's say you live on a neighbor island, we'll ship to you. Don't forget the accessories, because we make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property with the best tools around. And just think, when you protect your property, you're protecting your neighbor. Live on a neighbor island? Indeed. I'll say it again. No worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment, and tell them Danielle sent you. You've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching, fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii, with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility. So important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the Golf Club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Get Sony Open tickets now to support Island Keiki, Kupuna, and families. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to give Hawaii's ohana a big lift. Your Sony Open in Hawaii ticket purchase creates a wave of aloha throughout the islands. Tickets available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Join all the fun while creating the Sony Open wave of aloha now.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
John Peter Hagan, author, Play Away, Please, the tale of the sale of the golf's greatest icon. It's the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. He's a real estate developer, architect, member at Hazeltine. He's got an apartment in Paris. The list has gone, you know, gee whiz, John. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle, and I'd take any one of those because today I am in San Francisco, and which had about dawn this morning, its first ever tornado alert.
Oh, wait a minute. Tornado?
It's not a golfing day.
a tornado alert in San Francisco?
In the city of San Francisco.
Right? Wow. What did you do?
So that, well, all the sirens went off that nobody's heard in 50 years or whatever. And it was released, I guess, about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, but it's just awful here. It really is.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, come to Hawaii.
Yeah. But gladly. Yes. Gladly.
Unfortunately, you know, there's always those, you know, big wave alerts, you know, tsunami. So you never know. We've all got our cross to bear.
Yeah, we had a tsunami alert earlier this week, actually.
Yeah.
That kind of pooped out, but it's been bizarre.
So when you were just at the Old Course not too long ago, you ran into Randall Chambly and his wife and Gary Player?
Oh, that was amazing. I was on July 3rd, and we were coming in on 17, and this group was going down on 2, and the first thing I heard is a man yelling, "Hagan, what the blank, blank, blank are you doing here?" And I looked over, and it was Gary Player.
And what did you tell him?
And, well, so we ran and met in the rough grass there that's, as you well know, between 2 and 17, and we essentially shut the course down for about 45 minutes just chatting.
No talking on the course.
That's right. That's right. And then behind him, in the foursome behind him, somebody mentioned, I looked and I said, "That's Brandel Chambly." So I went back to that cart because I had met Brandel many, many times in the early 1970s because his wife's mother was a close friend of mine.
Oh.
And I would see Brandel when he would come by her house in Pebble Beach to court his now wife.
That, you know, the people you meet on the golf course, the people you run into, it's wonderful.
That's right. That's right. So next time you have Brandel on, you could remind him of that little incident.
You know, I know what you were doing.
And I had to tell him. I had to make the obvious comment, like, "Is this your same girl that you were courting?" And she said, "Oh yes, it's me, and only me."
That is wonderful. That's a wonderful. So I was speaking of women. Women in golf. It's amazing. I mean, we have the LPGA is coming on. We want to get them coming on stronger because they're so good at what they do, and they don't get the kind of I don't think they get the kind of coverage that the men get. And you know, everybody you should be watching the tournament that's being played now. It's amazing, the Grant Thornton Invitational. There's men and women teams, and the girls, the guys are watching the girls play and go, "Wow, look at that!" You know, and our Hawaii gal, she's right in it. She's tied for fourth with with her teammate. So it's wonderful. What do you notice about women in golf now?
Well, the simplest thing for me is that every day I go by Peter Hay, which is the redone golf course at Pebble Beach that Tiger designed, and I know the people there just because I see them, taking a walk or whatever. The major intersection of Pebble Beach is now the Peter Hay three-hole golf course, and well over 50%. They were saying maybe even 70% of the players are girls.
Wow.
Ladies. And it's very common in the morning. You know, in the old days, sometimes your daddy would drive you to school. Well, now daddy and daughter stop and play a few holes on the way to school.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It's remarkable.
Yes.
Remarkable.
That's
and the course, yes. Yeah, it's and as you know, these ladies can play, and the pros will tell you, I just want to play with the girls and watch them with their short game. But all of a sudden, they're hitting it nearly as long comparatively to the men also.
Yeah, and they seem to have such a, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound really strange. Women seem to have such an easy golf swing. When you watch it, it's so fluid. And, you know, I feel like I could emulate that much easier than trying to do what guys do. It looks so hard somehow.
Well, that's right. And follow this young girl that's number two in the world as an amateur. She floats between one and two, it seems, every week. She's from this area, from a very common background. She's 14 years old.
Wow.
And she's number two in the world. And she bombs it. I mean, bombs it.
So you were talking about the Hay, the nine-hole short course in Pebble Beach. You called it the Peter Hay?
Well, Peter Hay was the name of the man who was the pro at Pebble back in the 50s and 60s.
Okay.
And he was, believe it or not, instrumental in really starting a par three course that was supposed to be for youth. I remember Hazeltine, when Hazeltine was built, they had a par three golf course for members' children. It was embedded inside the routing plan for the 18. And Peter said, and people used it. People would go, you just walk out and play. But 2 years ago, the powers to be figured that maybe there's something here with the changes that are going with youth and golf. And this started before COVID, actually. But they hired Tiger for a name, obviously, and to design a new course on the grounds, paid him $750,000 fee, and then they build a little restaurant. There's not a place to check in. You have to go over to the academy to do that. And you can play on different price levels, including free.
Wow.
And so it's been open a year now, closing, I think it opened January of last year, actually. But so far, to date, the revenue on that golf course, $3 million.
Well, I guess the $750 wasn't bad, an investment.
Poof. Yeah, and it's, daddies can play for $75, and the kids are free.
Wow, that is...
And it's taken junior golf to another level where many here, they can already tell, here in this part of California, many of the women's golf teams are stronger than the boys.
Wow.
And they are running, I mean, Pebble Beach knows how to promote itself, as you well know, but there's a tournament of kids from schools, classrooms, golf teams, whatever, father and sons, best ball, two girls. It seems like there's one, I'm not exaggerating, three a week.
Wow. That's wonderful.
And, yeah, and they draw a crowd.
Yeah. I'm looking at the menu. You sent me a little bit of the menu at grilled vegetables, fajitas, roasted jalapeno, guacamole, sour cream. Lovely. That goes down to the fajitas, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's no $2.50 hot dogs there.
No, this is $41. Costs more to go have a fajita than it does to go play a round of golf.
But, you know, there are two memorable comments on that. One is a dad told me as he's waiting for, and they have tee times, by the way. You can't play the course without a tee time. It's now sold out into the mid of January.
Wow.
Every tee time. So parents are there, and his dad says, so, me, $50 for this. My kids are here having a good time learning something, learning some life skills, and they're not on drugs. And I said, you're right. And this father came up to the starter, and the course does have its own starter, and she's tugging at her daddy's leg as he's checking them in. And she said, Daddy, what's the tea time?
Well, we just, I wouldn't have known if I were, how old was she?
She looked to me like she was four, right. Maybe five. Yeah.
That's great. It is really wonderful. And I like to, when I'm doing the show close, get your kids, teach your children to play golf. It's a gift that lasts forever, a lifetime. And you can, whenever you're in a group of people, let's go play golf. You make friends, it teaches children so many behavioral things, like how to behave in a group and waiting your turn and being polite and all the things that we don't really have an opportunity to always put our kids in the middle of, that you can afford. And golf is affordable for children. They've made that so. As you point out here at the Hay, under four, it's free. I've lost my spot there, where children are free at some point. So that's, and there's a 50% discount on re-rounds available.
Right? And you can work on your putting is free. And putting, the putting green is, they say it's larger than the combined green of 2 and 11 at on Pebble on the old course. But it's well over an acre. And the holes are diabolical, but they've got pins and pin sheets and all their, they treat it like a real golf course. And a third father told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, this is the only thing my child does every day where everybody's playing by the same rules.
Oh, wow. Isn't that an eye-opener? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Thank you for taking us to the West Coast. And where are you off to next?
Next, I'm staying around with family for the holidays. I really don't have anything golf-wise to share with you. Probably till the AT&T in the middle of January, of course. Between now and then, I might pick up one of these little 11-year-olds and teach me how to hit a short game.
I was talking about this earlier. Teach you how to hold the club,
That's
grip.
Right. That's right. Nicholas, every year when his coach was still alive, when they got together in January in the snow of Ohio, they started with a grip.
Wow. See? There you go. I'm not joking.
That's right.
And if Jack Nicklaus's coach did that with Jack, then,
Jack Grout,
don't be embarrassed. How's that? Don't be embarrassed to go ask for, am I holding this? Show me. Go see Sid Okino over at Pearl. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse. I really appreciate you. We had some technical difficulties, so we're running just a tad late. Thank you.
That's fine with me. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. John Peter Hagan, author, Play Away, Please, The Tale of the Sale of Golf's Greatest Icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. And he obviously can tell us a whole lot about a whole lot of stuff. Thank you. We're going to come back. Steve Greiner, we only have a few minutes because of those technical difficulties. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
So you don't know what to get your friend for the holidays because he's got everything or she's got everything. Well, it's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. Okay, it's the year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, we've got riding mowers. That would be fun. Riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators on sale. Generators, something that you need to have if your power goes out. Okay, waiting for you to come into the Aloha Power Equipment store, whether it's in Iwile or down in Waipahu, you can go in, you can get something to make that yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it. Done. And your back's not hurting. I have to say that. For myself, don't forget the accessories. There's accessories, and every person wants accessories. You stand over there and go, oh, this is really cool. I want that. Protect your property with the best tools around. And you know what? On the neighbor islands, if you live there and you're wondering, why can't I? You can. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment. Tell them Danielle sent you.
It's Aloha Power Equipment's year-end clearance sale. From homeowner to supersized landscaper, we've got riding mowers, chainsaws, blowers, generators on sale waiting here for you. And don't forget the accessories. We make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Protect your property with the best tools around. Live on a neighbor island? No worries. We ship off island. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha Power Equipment.
Tell them Danielle sent ya.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Steve Greiner, PGA, 2016 National Patriot Award recipient, creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program. It's used by all Wounded Warrior programs, and he's founder of Links to Freedom. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. It's been forever. Where you been?
Well, yes, it has been a while. I guess busy serving troops. I'll do better next time. And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you checked in to say, you know, I'm free right now. I'm not free right now. I don't have a lot. You were available to be on the show, and I'm so happy because, from what I understand, and the number may have changed, 3.7 million disabled veterans in the United States?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I have not recently confirmed a different number. I think that's about how many we have.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of them want to get into socializing, maybe go on the course. Why not? Tell us about Links to Freedom.
Well, you know, yes, they do want to get on the course. You know, golf's got many unique benefits, and we started this program. It was originally the U.S. Army Fort Belvoir Wounded Warrior Program. And for your listeners, Fort Belvoir is very close to Walter Reed Hospital. And Fort Belvoir is part of the medical command for the Army on the doorstep of D.C. So we've been at this for over 20 years. It was hard to grow it under the Army because there's a lot of bureaucracy. There's a lot of laws about solicitation. So after probably about 10 years, my team of volunteers and I formed Links to Freedom so that we could grow the funds and the resources necessary. And where we started at Fort Belvoir, now we're at Fort Liberty, we're at Fort Bliss, we're at Fort Sam Houston, we're at Miramar in San Diego. And so we're getting the model out and serving more severely wounded, ill, and injured.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, Links to Freedom is dedicated to restoring a sense of normalcy to our wounded warriors, disabled veterans, their families, caregivers, through rehabilitative and adaptive golf programs at military and civilian golf courses nationwide. That's fantastic. You know, and I'm just looking at the clock, counting down. I don't know if you know, Steve, we had a 10-minute technical difficulty program. In other words, okay. I'm running 10 minutes late. So I need to wrap in about 2 minutes or so I can say thank you to some of the sponsors. I'd like to have you back on because I don't know if anything like this is in Hawaii. But if you could, you know, maybe the next time, next week, even if you're available, we could go into this a little bit more in depth and find out how some of our people here and people around the world listening could get involved in Links to Freedom and get some of their friends, maybe and family members, into the game of golf and how they can go about doing that. Can you do that for me?
Yes, for you, Danielle, anything. And I always love advocating for veterans, particularly the severely wounded, ill, and injured. And hopefully we will. Our goal is to have a program out in Hawaii. So hopefully we can work with you and make that happen.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Okay, so we'll be in touch and we'll figure out the time for next week and we won't have technical difficulties. Thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us. Steve Greiner, PGA 2016 National Patriot Award recipient and creator of PGA Best Practices Golf Program that's used by all Wounded Warrior programs. And he's founder of Links to Freedom. Thank you. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. And we want to thank the people who make this show possible. All right. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get. You know, it improves their flexibility. It improves their swing. It can do that exactly for you at Kahala Mall in Kailua, Ward Village, and Waikele. It's Aloha Power's year-end sale. All the riding mowers, you know, are on sale. All the mower accessories. Yeah, check it out. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. Let your equipment do the work. It's faster, it's smarter, because it doesn't hurt you afterwards. Get yourself together and get on over to Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station. Really easy to find there. In Waipahu, they're right on Farrington Highway. And you need to go, if you're going west, you need to turn around after Waipahu Depot Road, make a U-E, and then you're going in the eastbound direction, you know, Koko headbound, then you're going to make a right at Waipahu Depot Street, and that's where Aloha Power Equipment is. And the Century kicks off the PGA Tour's 2025 season, Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. Be there. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. For self, for health, for friendship. Go golf. And the Sony Open in Hawaii 2025. I can't believe it's almost 2025. At Waialae, it's January 8th through the 12th. Tickets are available at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. You can probably find out if you can be a volunteer, if that's something that you would like to go do. Yes. I have about a minute or so left, so I wanted to give you some tee times, the later ones, of course. If you're on Maui at the blue course, there's an 11:20. On the gold course, there's an 11:50. And if you're here on Oahu, 11:24 at Royal Hawaiian, there's an 11:08 at Turtle Bay, a 10:36 at Hawaii Kai. Lovely place to go play. 12:20 at Poipu, and nothing late at Makalei. There's a 10:48 if you're going to go play at Volcano Golf Club. You may want to bring a sweater or a jacket because it's probably going to get a little bit cold, and it could be a little bit rainy. We're going to have just a few showers, mostly sunny skies, breezy, windward mauka, isolated showers through the day, high 79 to 84. I like it on the, you know, side where I just have to put on a sweater. Trades are 15 to 25. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
24.